Here with me in this interview is Dr. Dennis Stifler. He is Executive Vice President in charge of food and safety education for Coleman Natural Foods. Tell us a little bit about the message that you're going to deliver here at the Cattlemen's Beef Board Dairy Producer Communications Luncheon.
Thank you. What we've opted to talk about this time is there's some real initiatives regulatory-wise going on in the animal agriculture side, particularly the natural, and it involves both the USDA AMS and USDA FSIS, which is the Food Safety Inspection Service, on really coming up with a more standardized definitive definition of raised naturally or naturally raised, the term they're using, and then the further processing aspect of no artificial ingredients, minimally processed. And I'm going to talk about a little bit of how we level that playing field and how the consumer's expectation of natural, and then how that goes into the various definitions that have evolved over time.
What are the concerns right now about how those terms are being used in the industry?
Well, there are a considerable amount of confusion, we'd say vagueness, and even some ambiguity relative to how the terms are used. Yet, I think there's enough overwhelming data out there from the consumer side that says, hey, we have some very defined expectations of this word natural, and it's really a never-ever type of belief, and it fits their decision based on the quality of the food and what they would relate to in terms of their value belief system, if you will, and they want to choose on that, and that's that no antibiotics, no added growth promoters, no animal byproducts, and usually they try to relate somewhere in there about the humane handling of the animal and the sustainability of the farming so that they know where that product comes from, source verified, known origin.
So what is Coleman Natural Foods doing right now to work on this issue?
Well, we've worked actively with USDA, AMS, and FSIS on trying to get these definitions more readily defined. We've been doing this for almost 30 years, started out in the beef, and we've diversified. Now we do pork program, we have lamb program, we have a poultry program, we have prepared and further valued processed food. So it's definitely something, and that is all we do.
So when it comes to the natural aspect of this for Coleman, this has been an overwhelmingly successful segment to go into.
Yeah, it's been an alternative marketing for us, and it's been a good, growth vehicle. The natural, the demand by the consumer has grown in double-digit figures for the last 10 years.
So for the dairy producers and cattlemen that are here, what are you going to suggest to them that they ought to think about or do or as it relates to this right now?
Well, I think with any opportunity in a regulatory environment, they just need to have a voice, and they need to define what's important to them so that they can maintain the integrity of the product.
Well, thank you very much. That's Dr. Dennis Stifler with Coleman Natural Foods. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.